Yes, it's lucky to see everyone here. And yeah, just as we were worshiping, I just felt like, yeah, such a privilege to worship the Lord with you guys. And to get to know one another. Yes, this year has really been, or the past 2 years, it's really just been such a journey for me. Just getting to know the people better and just seeing how the Lord ties hearts together. It's just so special. And how special was worship? Just how the Spirit comes and just points to Jesus, just His Spirit. And this morning I really just felt, it's so cool, just to share a bit about the person of Jesus, just who He is and what He's done for us. It's just so cool to see it actually coming out in worship as well, how the Lord pointed to that. I am married to Amaria, who's not here. Lovely wife. I think she's at Kids Church at the moment. But yeah, so I just quickly want to start off by sharing a short portion of my testimony and how I got saved. Just with the realization that I had of who Jesus is, like really for the first time. And then I just want to go into some scripture about Jesus. And I really trust that, yeah, the Spirit would just come and open our hearts and allow us just to gaze upon Jesus and just realize afresh again who He is and what He's really done for us. So I grew up in Kimberley in the Northern Cape. You'll probably hear from my English. I have two older brothers. They're still living in Kimberley. And we grew up in a Christian home, but none of us really knew the Lord. We knew about Jesus. We went to church, and we were living in a very religious way. My middle brother, he is 5 years older than me, went to university, and he got radically saved there. And we were way off the road, like very far. he got saved radically. And then when he finished his studies, he had to do a community service year. We had to work a year back for the government, and that year the Lord told him, listen, you must go and stay in your house with your brothers and with your parents. And he came to live amongst us, and it was the first time that I really experienced in my life or had the example of someone that's serving Jesus living with us. The first time that I started witnessing it, and it was the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen. I still decided and chose to live in the world, but I started seeing Jesus being represented to me. And being naughty towards, or in our matric final exams, we went out celebrating one night. And yeah, then I was in a car accident, and I was actually the cause of it. And the accident was of such a nature, I almost literally drove in front of a car that was coming like at 120 kilometers an hour under the influence. And yeah, if that accident turned out different, I could have very easily lost my life. That night Jesus came and He spoke to me. And my life changed right there in an instant. And I met Jesus right there. I just really hope that I'm going to read just through some scripture now about who Jesus is. And I really just trust that, yeah, as we go through it, just take yourself back to when Jesus saved you. That moment when you got to know Him, and yeah, that it really just stir our hearts, that we would gaze upon Him and just appreciate Him for who He is. If you can maybe, there's quite a few scriptures, so bear with me. So the first one is Colossians 1, verse 15 to 22. This is so beautiful. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him are things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. And you, who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, He has now reconciled in His body of flesh by His death, in order to present you holy and blameless. and above reproach before him. Yeah, just how beautiful is that? Yes. Yeah, that's, I'm just going to go through a few. I really trusted the Spirit. We just touch our heart in this. The next one is Hebrews 1, verse 3 and 4. This is Jesus. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. You can just go to the next one. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 6. Yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. Just like, yeah, guys, it's all about Jesus. This just paints the picture for us. And this scripture is super. You guys have to bear with me. This is a long one. But just a prophecy in Isaiah about who Jesus and who we will be, what he is going to do. Isaiah 53 from verse 2 to 11, for those who are making notes. For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He took our place. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement, that punishment that brought us peace. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. Sure, that's so powerful, eh? Open not his mouth, though even he is God. Yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent. So he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of my people. And they made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief when his soul makes an offering for sin. He shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous. And he shall bear the iniquity. The scripture just really struck me as I prepared and just was going and looking for scripture about who Jesus is. And that we're not worthy to receive what we did receive. And that I just really hope that we can realize and just come to a place again that Jesus took our place, that he took our sins upon him, and that we would really just gaze upon him for that. I have three more scriptures on this. John 6, verse 35. Jesus said to them, I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. You won't be hungry, you'll never be thirsty. We'll go through seasons, but he'll always quench our thirst. Then John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one goes to the Father except through Jesus. He's the only way and the only truth and the only life. Lastly, John 10, verse 14 to 15, where Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Guys, and Jesus laid down his life for us so that we can have life. And all of us are sitting here this morning for a purpose. We're here for a reason. It's not just to come and listen to the word or just to come and worship and go on with the week. And I really just trust that we would get to a place of worshiping the Lord for who he really is, seeing him for who he really is, and that our lives would respond in such a way. And Merv is one of the elders in the church, shared at the men's camp that he just heard the Lord tell him that the only thing the Lord wants from us is to want him. It's the most important thing, and that cut my heart, is for us to want him. And are we really at a place in our lives where we want Jesus? Especially now towards the end of the year. Do we really want Jesus, or are we just going through the motions? Are we just going through life? And just want to encourage you guys as you go. I'm going to share a bit just what the Lord's done in my heart and just how we go into rest. But that we would really just keep the main focus always Jesus. It wouldn't be other things. We won't just do things. It'd really be Jesus and be about him. With just keeping Jesus in mind, he's really done a work in my heart over the past 2 years. And I think I can crunch it down to opening the door for him, like in every aspect of my life. I do know the Lord and I try to serve him with my full heart. But I just realized there's small compartments in my heart where I don't have the door open for Jesus. And I just want to share a few examples just in my own life of that. But first, a scripture, John 1, verse 9 to 11. And this is where John the Baptist speaks about Jesus coming. And I was just working through the scripture, and I think the Lord just hit me with another angle, from another angle with this. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. And this is speaking of Jesus. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Yes, and when I read the scriptures, just as if the Holy Spirit came in and just pointing out areas in my life where I am not receiving Jesus and where I am not recognizing Jesus. And it just really cut me to the heart. And it just made me go and really search every compartment of my heart. Is the door open for Jesus in this? Do I recognize Jesus in this aspect of my life? And there's days that I go through the day where I realize I've closed my door, and I can feel it, like I feel horrible at the end of the day, just because I didn't experience Jesus. The door wasn't open for him. And imagine if that goes on for a week or a month, if we don't open the door for Jesus in certain areas. And I'm going to share a few examples now just of my own life, but this is something that it can be a klein jakkelsie. It can so easily just become part of your life. And we can so easily get blind to the areas in our life that are closed for Jesus. And as I share now, this is just what the Lord's done in my heart. I just want you to search your own heart and allow the Lord to show you areas in your life. I'm just going to take a sip. Worship was lekker. So, with my work specifically, Lincoln works with me, so he sees me every day and how I operate and what we go through. I think many of us work in a high-paced environment, and all of us take our work seriously, and we want to do our work well and work unto Jesus. And then I just realized there's days that I go through my day at work where I don't even open the door for Jesus. I get so focused on what I need to do that I just want to do it well and then get to the end of the day. And then I'll go on with the rest of my day and allow Jesus to come in. And there's times in 5-6 hours I don't even really just think about Jesus, think about his presence. Did he want to do something in my day? And I think it was about 2 years ago I spoke to Ruan just about the struggle in my heart. you just shared with me something very practical, but it has had such a big impact in my life. So I take pee pee breaks at work. I hope it's okay if I share this. And I drink a lot of water, and I have to go to the bathroom just as a means to really get me to a place that I can intentionally take a break and just open the door for Jesus in my life. But it's actually called a pause and a pray break. So when I have to go to the loo, then when I go to the bathroom, I actually just have to pause. And it's just a reminder for me, yes, Yandere, open the door for Jesus. Are you journeying with Him? Is His Spirit in your heart? Or are you just getting sidetracked? Are you just getting filled with work stuff? It's just changed. Thank you, man. Yeah, it's just really changed a massive part of my life. And I could apply that in other areas just as I feel overwhelmed by situations. Just really opening the door for Jesus in that. Many times I go to bed with a busy mind and I wake up with that busy mind. When I wake up, the first thing is just like, wow, I need to do this. And the Lord has really challenged me to open the door for Him in that area. Like, I might not always see the possibility of Him breaking in and giving me that breakthrough, but He's challenged me, keep the door open for me, Yandere. I want to enter that time. The only thing we need to do is just sit back and open the door and trust Him to come and reveal Himself. Another thing is the time that I rest. Everyone is busy. time goes fast, and just as you speak to people, you'll quickly realize everyone's busy. There's a lot to do. Life is rushed. And just in rest, I like to spend my time resting by watching rugby, reading sports news, and chatting to Kala about what's going on in sport, taking a nap, going for a run. And very often, I don't open the door for Jesus in my rest time. I actually go and spend quality time with Him in rest, and allow Him to come and show me, this is how I want you to rest. And that it really come to a true place of rest, and not just my selfish desire for rest. And just own strength. How many times do we do things out of our own strength? Do we open the door for Jesus in situations? When we're building relationships with people, when we're walking out a road, at work, what you need to do. Is it out of your own strength? Are you really opening the door for Jesus? And then, this was a big one for me, just how the Lord uses me. Am I opening the door for the Lord to use me, or am I living in a closed box? This is it. This is who I am. This is how I want to serve the Lord, and this is what I'm going to give. Or are we opening the door for Jesus in our lives so that He can use us as He wants to? And it's every time it's super uncomfortable. it's never nice to get stretched and to have to grow and to give ourselves to the Lord. A quick story on this. We went to Russia earlier this year with Kala, and he asked me and Amaria to lead a team. And we were like super keen and excited. But we only met with our team like once, 1.5 times before the outreach. So we didn't know the people very well. And we didn't know Russia at all. And we ended up in a town that could speak almost no English. And just super challenging situations. And our logistics wasn't in all, just the logistics wasn't great. Planning for the week wasn't great. And it's just like, we have to lead this team. How do we do it? We're so used to situations here. This is how we can lead. This is how things usually pan out. And I just found myself in a situation almost every day, like, how am I going to lead the team in this day? And I really had to go, this is just one example, I had to go through a process of just laying down myself so that the Lord can use me as He wants to. And actually lead the people to a place where we can serve the Lord and get to a place where we can serve the people. And just looking back, seeing how the Lord actually used us when each time we have to lay ourselves down. For Him to use us. But yeah, where do you have to allow the Lord to use you? Where are you just holding on or just getting comfortable with what you have? Even for me preaching today, it's not comfortable. but allowing the Lord to stretch me to do what he wants through me. Allow him to share. Then there's a scripture, Romans 12, verse 1. Paul writes, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Paul's pleading with us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Yeah, guys, I just want to encourage us. Can we really open the door for Jesus to come and show us where we are not giving ourselves as a sacrifice unto him? And maybe get to a place where we constantly ask ourselves, is the door open in this area? I want to do this, or I'm struggling with this. But is the door open for Jesus to come and enter, to come and show his way? Then Hebrews 12 verse 1. It's a beautiful scripture. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run the race with endurance. And that is set before us. If you can just go back one, sorry. And just want to focus, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings to us so closely. And we so often just get dominated or overwhelmed by things that we don't open the door. And can we just consider what are the weights and the sins that are clinging on to us, that's preventing us to open the door? And I can really testify that since the Lord's been touching this on my heart, every situation where I open the door for him, he comes and he enters. And at the end of it, whether it was a decision I need to make, whether it's a day at work, whether it's rest, whether it's time with people, whether it's a situation that I didn't know how to handle, every time the Lord comes through, he's so, so, so faithful. Can we come and just lay down again our own motives before Jesus? What is our own motives? Do we even consider Jesus? Do we consider his will? Do we consider his motives? And this is just for me. This is just work, rest, working out of my own strength, how the Lord's using me, but yours might look different. I really trust that the Lord would come and show you areas. I don't have a long message this morning. I'm going to start landing now. Just taking this into consideration, how do we rest in the Lord? Do we really open the door for him? And there's a nice holiday period coming up. And I'm always the guy saying, yes, I'm going to spend time with the Lord this holiday. And I'm going to work through that series or read this book. Or just book out this time to spend with the Lord. And then at the end of the holiday, when I look back, that just went out of the door. Or I didn't give myself as I wanted to, even though I know how much I need Jesus. And I just quickly want to share a story. So the brother that showed Jesus to me, he owns a business. And in December 2017 was a very tough year for me. And I just knew, yes, I need to get back to the Lord quickly and just urgently. I wasn't in a good space. And my brother had to work over the New Year's period. And in that time, things weren't going well at our house with my parents. And I was just like, oh, I don't want to go home. And I'm not in a good space. I don't want to go to a negative area. I need Jesus. And my brother lives in Kimberley, so that's not the best place to be over a holiday period. Not much to do. It's super hot. Stuart, yeah, he would, yeah, it's Northern Cape Heat. And I just felt the Lord tell me, go with Ludolf, which is my brother, go with him to Kimberley, go and serve him in that time that he's without his family, and go and spend time with me. And I just remember going and sitting each morning like, I want to do something and have a nice holiday, but there's not much to do. So I just ended up spending time with the Lord. And the Lord literally in a week, he changed the trajectory of my life completely. yeah, he just literally put my heart on fire for him and for his gospel. Since that week that I had time with him, he just pushed me in a new direction. And I wasn't part of Josh Gen back then, but there's a real urgency on the scripture, or just the importance on the scripture of Acts 2, verse 42 to 47. And just the Lord just broke that open to me in that week, and it really just changed my life. And when I joined, that was just so significant for me. But yeah, so I just really want to encourage us, as this holiday period is coming up, even this afternoon when we rest, or at evenings after work when we rest, how do we rest? Is the door open for Jesus to come and show us how he wants us to rest? Yeah, and can we really just give our time to him, and just put going to the beach, spending time with people, braaiing the lunch, whatever it might be. Can we just lay that aside first and just get to Jesus? I'm just so excited to see if we do rest well in the Lord, what he would do with us as a church coming back early next year, how he would move amongst us, move in our hearts. And then there's just two scriptures that I want to end off with. First one is John 4, verse 14, and this is just an encouragement for us as we go into a period of rest and just opening the door for Jesus. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty forever. That's weird. Will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. And then John 15, verse 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. And as we go into this holiday period, can we abide in Jesus? And can we go and just dig our own wells? It's so easy to just do church life and come to church and go to community on a Wednesday and just drink a bit here, drink a bit there, and just relying on that to sustain us. But can we just abide in the Lord? Can we dig our own wells? So I'm gonna land it there. I just want us to just close our eyes for a minute or two and just consider firstly. Are there areas in your life where you need to open the door for Jesus, where he needs to come in and where you've been closing, where you've been keeping the door closed or living in a box? Can we just consider that a bit? And then also just how are we resting in the Lord? And just considering the scriptures that we went through, who Jesus is, what he's done for us. I'm just going to allow just a minute or two, just for us to reflect on that and for the Spirit just to come and show our hearts. Yes, Father, thank you for the cross, Lord, and thank you for what you've done for us, Lord Jesus, and that you shed your blood for us, Lord, and that you paid the ultimate price for our sins, Lord Jesus. And thank you that we can know you, Lord. And oh, Lord, just thank you for this morning. We could worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your Spirit that came in, Lord Jesus, transforming our hearts, Lord Jesus. You are true life, Lord Jesus. Lord, and I just want to pray for for each heart this morning, Lord Jesus, that your life would enter our hearts, Lord Jesus, and that you would come and show us, Lord, where doors are closed for you, Lord Jesus, and where we need to allow your life to enter, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you would just turn our hearts around, Lord Jesus. Lord, as you've stirred my heart, as you've convicted me, I just pray that you would convict hearts, Lord Jesus, of where to allow you in, Lord Jesus. Small to big areas, Lord. And yeah, Lord, then just with the time of rest coming up, Lord Jesus, we want to open our hearts to you, Jesus. And yeah, may you come and transform our hearts, Lord, in time with you. And I just want to pray for a protection over each one's time with you this holiday, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, that it really be precious and be a time where we could dig our own wells in you, Lord Jesus. Just receive your living water, Lord Jesus, and walk with you and abide in you, Lord Jesus, and get to know your truth, Lord, that you would transform our hearts, Lord. Just pray that you'd really bless this holiday time just in our quiet times, Lord Jesus. And just even in the weeks, Lord Jesus, or this afternoon when we go and rest, that we would really press into you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah.
Thanks, Andre. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything more than that. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Visitors, please remember to hand your slips to...